If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I've won some awards for my boxing writing, so supposedly I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you probably know more, and I'm betting on it. So I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour. If you want to indulge, you can. 1-800-878-7529. You want to join the show? 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. That number, 415-275-1613. 1613. The text line once again here in the studios, 415-275-1613. Well, not the most busiest week in the world of boxing and or mixed martial arts. And of course, I'm still putting together that CTE show. I want to do that really well. And of course, I want to bring in Dr. Nitin Seti. He's the head doctor for the New York State Athletic Commission. He's also a former amateur boxer, so he's a neurosurgeon. Bottom line is, I want to get him in on this. A couple things I want to do on that CTE story before I wrap it up, so I'm working on that today. I am doing my homework. Bottom line is, I don't want to sound like a buffoon coming out here saying that something is this and it's that. So I'm trying to get my information straight. I want to make sure that this comes out straight because this is serious. CTE is crazy. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. After the break, we'll bring in boxing's PAC Socrates Palmer and see what's going on in the boxing world. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Bottom line is, often imitated, but never duplicated. After the break, more Ring Talk.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here. So check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy strawberry frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Who could imagine it? Boxing being controlled by the courts, by the laws, by the judges. Bottom line is Tank Davis. Of course, Gervonta Davis has a February trial, I believe in Baltimore, Maryland, but it might be somewhere else. Who knows where he's been arrested in Florida. Bottom line is he's got some issues. And, of course, he is the ultimate opponent for Ryan Garcia. Of course, it was supposed to take place in April 15th, tax day. Kind of trying to emulate, of course, the fight from 1985 with Marvin Hagler and Tommy Hearns. Of course, the war, April 15th, 1985, tax day. Bottom line is we'll see who's going to pay up on that hit. But according to Steven Espinoza now, the Showtime president or vice president, whatever the hell he is over there, the head honcho, the guy that's calling the shots, he says the fight won't be announced until Tank Davis's trial is over with. So for that, I go to our man. I'm talking about boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, and I bring him in. Sock, what's the story on that? Wonderful. Are we having technical issues here at Sports Byline? You mean all that time you spent talking to him on the phone and this isn't right? Wow. Redial him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios of City by the Bay. Later today, from across the pond, of course, an all-English contest, Chris Eubank. He, of course, taking on Liam Smith. He was supposed to take on Nigel Benn's son. Remember Conor Benn? But Conor Benn's been caught not once but twice, but like three or four times with steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, Flintstone vitamins, call them what you want. But the bottom line is, you know, you could take that stuff for basketball, you could take it for golf, you could take it for baseball and hitting baseballs, all that kind of good stuff. I'm down with that, but you can't take it for hitting people. You can't take performance-enhancing drugs for hitting people. Now, people thought that me sneaking caffeine, my mother used to sneak caffeine, the espresso was the hot stuff. That's what I really like. But it was cold, and by the time she got it into the dressing room, it was cold and nasty. She got me a thermos thing later on in the last couple of fights. But the bottom line is, every fight, we would sneak caffeine or coffee. Not sneak it, but bring it into the dressing room, because that's what I sort of like it got crazy on. I would take this. I didn't drink any coffee back then at all. So when I drank a cup of coffee, it really, really worked. Are we back with him yet? All right. Let's go back to the East Coast and bring him boxes. PhD Socrates Palmer. Sir, are you there?
Yes, sir. Top of the morning, brother. How are you?
Technical difficulties aside, I'm all right. Chris, what's the story here? Is Mr. Espinoza it's right? Is he not going to announce this fight until after he has the trial in February? And what are the chances of him being convicted on this? And what are the actual is this the hit and run?
You know, I'm not sure which one this is. It's hard to keep up with Tank. It's hard to keep up with Tank and his legal issues. I mean, he thought Broner was bad. You know, Tank has kind of surpassed him. Now, the difference is that Tank continues to win. while Broner kind of, you know, is definitely on the decline.
Broner's in a major pay-per-view coming up pretty soon. BLK is going to come up with another major pay-per-view. Adrian Broner, and get this, Hank Lundy.
Yeah, hammering Hank Lundy out of Philadelphia, who's stepping in last minute.
Hammered.
Hammered. Yeah, he's the nail now.
Good point. But anyway, so that's how they counter with Broner's supposed to fight some undefeated guy. Red, I can't remember the guy's name, Red Kick, something like it. And he pulls out, so they come in. They got 5 or 6 weeks to put this fight together, and they come up with Lundy?
He's probably the cheapest option, brother, you know, and I don't think this is necessarily going to break any pay-per-view records. So any buy rates?
Yes,
so
it will. I'm guaranteeing it will break pay-per-view records. You know what? I'm guaranteeing that more people will steal this fight than they will buy it.
We might be looking at the wrong stat sheet. It may break some pirated records. Yes, that is true.
Yeah, because that's about it, man. Because you know who's going to want to pay for that? Bottom line is Broner's an entertaining guy, but I think he's past his peak. And he never, you know, when he had a chance, when I thought the Zenith was available for him, he just didn't put it all, he couldn't put it together. Couldn't get his weight together. He was always chubby, even when he made weight. You could see that he was struggling and dying to make weight and this and that. He never did it the right way, man. Had that guy taken care of business, he really, I mean, call him a clown, but he has some abilities.
He has some abilities. He definitely had the ability to sell a fight. He had no problem wearing the black hat, being the heel. He's definitely good on the mic. And, you know, he's a guy that he grew on me. Well, you know, once he got his comeuppance against Chino Maidana, I kind of softened on him. I was like, all right, he kind of paid his dues, you know, and I was pulling for him, but he was always his own worst enemy.
No, I thought, listen, he's done some great things as far as his life's concerned. I never forget the time he had to appear in court, and he told the judge, I've only got $37 to my name. And then like 8 days before, he was appearing on Instagram, and he had $250,000 in cash laying on a bed. So when the lawyers came up with the picture, he said, oh, I borrowed that. Hey, man, the guy can borrow $250,000, and what kind of juice he paid on that?
He's got some good friends, you know, he's got some good friends, I guess. AB, you know, his nickname was all about billions. Now it's all about, you know, what? Pull in the B, you know.
You know what, though? He really had a lot of ability. I mean, he really did. I mean, moving on. Back to Espinoza and Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia. You think he's bluffing there?
You know what? I still am skeptical that this fight even happens. Despite Oscar De La Hoya saying he's got a contract in hand, I'm still like, something's going to happen to throw a wrench in this.
Wait.
I hope not.
Did you say Oscar De La Hoya or Oscar De La Fishnets?
By the way, more than fish, forget the fishnets, brother. Have you seen Oscar De La Hoya's laboratory enhanced six-pack? If you haven't, and I beg the listeners, go on his Instagram or Twitter. He's got the phoniest Hollywood abs. You'll see.
You know what? Now, I'm glad you brought that up because I was bragging on Facebook yesterday after a run. I said, I don't mean to brag. I don't mean to boast, but my abs look better than buttered toast.
Ouch.
And that's the truth. I mean, I got myself in some decent shape here. So that's a little disappointing.
Yeah, and listen, you know, you have a couple of birthdays on Oscar, so you know, but Oscar's got the money, you know, but it looks just so fugazi. Oh my goodness!
I knew a guy that had chest implants, and he ended up dying from cancer. Coincidence? Probably not. But the bottom line is, you know, I mean, he had chest. So I saw him when the guy was like, you know, Dominic. I can't remember his last name now. But he was like a hotshot cholo guy here in South City, in San Francisco. And I remember seeing him weeks ago, the fights, this and that. You know, I'd see him. Then I saw him, and, like, the guy looked like he had, like, I don't know. I couldn't figure it out looking at him saying, I was saying, WTF, what's going on here? And usually I can you know, figure things out pretty quickly, but it took me a little while there. So I said to him, what did you do? He goes, oh, I've been doing iron. I said, no, you ain't been doing iron, man. He didn't deny it either. But, you know, I mean, it's really, it's almost grotesque looking.
Yeah, I mean, I've even heard of guys getting calf implants. It's only going to get worse.
Look, the only implant you want to get, if you need it, is that implant. Okay, but no, forget the rest of the implants.
Yeah.
Only one matters.
Yeah. What was the guy's name? Lorena Bobbitt's husband? I think he got that.
Hey, the guy made some money afterwards, man. I mean, that was pretty messed up. Lorena chopped him off, but, you know, hey, you guys, listen, and she's still rocking and rolling today. I mean, can you imagine, like, being her man and being in bed with her, this and that, and then, like, you tell her, bitch, and or something like that, and then you got to sleep with one eye open all night long for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I mean, imagine if she's doing online dating. What do you put on your profile? Like...
All right. Back to Espinoza. Mm-hmm. Is he how powerful is he right now in boxing? I mean, would you say he's one of the top five guys?
Kind of like by default. I mean, because definitely Showtime isn't what it was just a few years ago. I mean, if you look at the stuff that they're putting out, it's not necessarily stellar. They definitely have felt the hit of Floyd Mayweather retiring. They've jumped on the Jake Paul bandwagon, who's probably carrying Showtime for right now. And then
you know what? Yeah, but here's what's up. He's really good for boxing. I mean, people dog him and throw rocks at him and piss on him and say all kinds of nasty things about the guy. He pays people that work underneath him very, very, very extremely well. And he draws. I mean, the guy sold 15,000. If you can sell 15,000 seats in a couple hours, you are the man.
Hey, not so many fighters can say that. You know, I mean, he is definitely a draw and a player, whether we like it or not, in boxing right now. Steven Espinoza, you know, he inherited a good gig. I think you have to ask me, was Showtime better before he got there or after?
Okay, you know, was it?
I don't think he's done a great job. You know, I think like it's like a baseball manager, right? You can only get the blame, right? If you inherit a team that won the division last year, and then this year you're in third place, we're looking at the manager, right?
Yeah.
I think the book is still out on Steven Espinoza. He's a smart man, but I don't think he's the best for Showtime.
He took over originally, like it was Jay Larkin. Jay Larkin had he got brain cancer and he died, but he was really a good man. He was nice to me. We did some Showtime foreign events, some international broadcasts, this and that, and he was talking about moving me here and moving me there, and then boom, he got sick. And much like Dan Duva had the same thing. And you know what's funny is that they were both friends and they both got the same thing, brain cancer.
That is, that's a sad irony. You know, Jay Larkin, a New Yorker, nice guy. I met him once before, and Showtime is missing him. I'll put it that way.
Without a doubt. Check it. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 23 and a half minutes past hour. More after the break.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Crockett and Tubbs, Miami Vice Days. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome back to the show, of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, this is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I haven't had my coffee. I'm not feeling up to it, but the bottom line is we're here. We're rocking. And Sunday, of course, the 11 a.m. show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 2 hours. We'll go into the subject of CT, spend some time with some superstars, and we'll have a great, great show tomorrow, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time on these same channels. Now, back to the phone lines, of course. Take that back. We're doing Skype. Let's go back to Skype, of course, on the East Coast, the Bronx Bomber himself, Socrates Palmer. And, Sock, you know, I live in the City by the Bay. I used to call it the City by the Gay, and I got in trouble for saying that on the radio one time. This is how sensitive some people are in the world. But the bottom line is Chris Eubank gay?
He's never confessed it to me. And I think Chris
You guys Eubank don't have a relationship then?
No, no, not at all.
Checking.
Not at all. I think Chris Eubank was trying to play the babyface role in this matchup and also trolling his opponent, Leo Smith. They had, like, is the norm now. Before we hear about it, it's on social media. It went back and forth. Leo Smith, if you don't mind, I could read a quote. He said, you're going on about girls, mate. Has anyone in the room ever seen you with a girl? And then Eubank had said something, well, you're the one that slid into my DMs. And
Time out. Has anybody said, listen, I'm a journalist. I'm a nosy journalist. Has anybody seen Eubank with a girl?
I don't know. I mean, that's a hard shot. I mean, these guys out in England, I mean, they seem to go to every fight, right?
I mean, listen, certain people you just know they're gay. Lindsey Graham, that senator from South Carolina. I mean, that guy is like so gay, it's unbelievable, man. The guy's never been married, hasn't ever had a girlfriend the whole nine yards. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you just know it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're right. It's a small, the boxing world is global, but it's a small community. And back in the day, Emil Griffin, it was like the worst kept secret, right? But he never came out and said it. Guys talk, you know, and it's gotten the headline. It's gotten attention for a fight that would kind of go under the radar, but it's actually an interesting matchup. I mean, it's a real crossroads fight. I mean, the winner goes on to other paydays. The loser just becomes, either retires or becomes a stepping stone. Liam Smith has never been able to step up when he's had to. You know, you look at his losses, Canelo, Munguia, he can't get over the hump. You know, and he comes from a fighting family, solid guy. Chris Eubank Jr., great pedigree, as we know, was supposed to fight the son of another British legend, but Conor Benn was taking, you know, too many Flintstone vitamins. So now these two are just meeting in the middle, and there's some animosity. Hopefully we get a good fight because the zone needs one badly.
Yeah, we'll get to the zone in a second. Emil Griffith and Kid Perret. Of course, Kid Perret died for calling Emil Griffith a fag before the fight. But the bottom line is, Emil Griffith, we're all in this, we're in Canasota, New York, which is outside, which is where the International Boxing Hall of Fame is. So we're in some little hotel about 6 or 7 miles from the actual museum. So anyway, Emil Griffith is staying 2 doors away from us. I'm with Eric Botcher, who's a boxing matchmaker, who I brought into the business back in 1989, I believe, with the Velasquez, of course, when Rico Velasquez was killed by killed down there in Santa Clara. Anyway, the bottom line is there's a knock on the door, and the lady says to me, you know, do you want towels? I said, yeah, okay, give me the towels. So I close the towels. So Eric's in the bathroom, and we used to buy all the newspapers. We would each buy one newspaper. In other words, I would buy one copy of the Post. He would buy one copy of the Post. In other words, we would buy like 4 or 5 of the New York newspapers. We'd buy all the papers we could, and we used to sit in the bathtub and read. Okay, so he's in the bathtub reading this and that, and then knock on the door for the towels. So long story short was, he goes, who is it? I go, it's Emil, and he wants to talk to you. I go, I'm going to let him come in. And you hear all kinds of noise in the bathroom, all kinds of noise. I mean, it sounded like there were 15 people being murdered in there at the same time. I mean, all kinds of, I couldn't figure it out. So he comes out like 30, 40 seconds later, semi-dressed. Where is he? I say, he's not here. He goes, damn, man. He goes, you scared me. I said, what, you scared of a gay guy? He goes, Anyway, bottom line is, he tore the place apart, and he was a little homophobic. People are still homophobic. Emil was a nice guy. I thought he was a bit impoverished. Is that the word I'm looking to use? I don't think he had much money when he went.
He was a product of the era he fought in. You know, a lot of guys, he definitely didn't age well. I know he had an adopted son, and he was always around, like a lot of, when I first started covering boxing, he was always at a lot of the DiBella shows, mm-hmm. a lot of club shows. And he was such a good guy, people kind of just took care of him, you know? So he probably didn't have the money that he made, but, you know, he was taken care of, and I think he died out in Long Island, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so is Chris Eubank going to put a whooping on Liam Smith for calling him a gay guy?
Well, I mean, if you need motivation, you know, somebody, if you need extra motivation when your career is kind of like on the line, I mean, he's 33, so he's not getting any younger. If you need that to fuel you, then more power to it. Eubank should win this fight. He's the bigger guy naturally, has a little bit of youth advantage on Smith, has less miles. Smith has been stopped before. Eubank could punch a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to see if Eubank doesn't have that letdown. Because, he was psyched up for Conor Benn.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why were the promoters trying to match Conor Benn, who's a welterweight, with Chris Eubank Jr., who's a super middleweight? I mean, where is the middle ground there? And you wonder why the little guy had to cheat, felt the need to cheat and use anabolic steroids and things like that. I mean, come on, man. You give him a 20-pound disadvantage, I think I might think about cheating too.
And Eddie Hearn was trying to get that done up until the last second. You know, look, they were trying to capitalize off names of two of the biggest British boxing icons of the last 30 years, I guess. But it's just a dumb idea from the get. You know, and Conor Benn's not even a big welterweight. He's only about 5'7", you know, so it was dumb from the get-go. And then, of course, you know, he's putting these pictures. He looks like Mr. Olympia, you know, raises some speculation. But he's not the first British boxer to pop, and he won't be the last, in just a wild guess.
Okay, somebody is telling, if you're watching on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, I just like swish, there's some fly, and it's in the stand, a little fly, some gnat or something like that. But he keeps flying by me every few seconds, man. I mean, anyway, bottom line is, hey, man, you're supposed to prepare, I'm looking at Daniel. He's supposed to prepare the studio for me to come in here and do a show, okay? And like there's things flying around in here. But anyway, sorry, Sock, I just had to bring that up.
Well, I mean, is this more proof that you're the ish, right? That's
right? All right. Back to Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia. Is that really the fight? I mean, I want to see it, but can Shakur Stevenson lick them all? Eddie Croft says Shakur Stevenson licks all these guys easy.
I don't know about easy. I mean, I think he probably, the thing is, we haven't seen Shakur in any type of danger or any, he hasn't even been close to losing. You know, you could probably count the number of rounds he's lost, but then again, it hasn't been against world, other than, what's his name?
Oscar Valdez.
Right. You know, Valdez, who's a very good fighter. He toyed with him. He just hasn't shown any chinks in the armor. And with Garcia, we've seen him down. Tank Davis had a close decision against Pitbull. So I can see why people say Shakur wins easy, but he won't win easy against either one of those.
Who was the clown, the 2023 version of the fan man that stopped that fight a couple weeks ago with Tank Davis and Garcia? Meek, who's that guy?
Meek Mill is a rapper out of Philadelphia. Him and Gary Russell Jr., apparently, I don't know exactly what happened, but they had some back and forths. And it's easy to have, you know, nuts in front of a lot of people. If he bumped into Gary Russell, let's say, somewhere in the corridor of that building, I'm sure it would have been, yes, Mr. Russell. I'm sorry, Mr. Russell. Okay, so Meek Mill is a rapper. 99% of them are actors. Gary Russell would probably be incarcerated right now if they were face to face.
You know, speaking of rappers, you know who told me, Emmanuel Stewart told me that Eminem could fight a little bit. Eminem, the white guy from Detroit, that he could fight a little bit.
No, of course.
Emmanuel trained him a little bit. Emmanuel told me he could fight a little bit. I go, better than you, not better than you, Pedro, but he could fight a little bit. I said, okay. You know, so there's one rapper that can't fight a little bit.
Right, and I believe he also trained 50 Cent a little bit. I'm not saying that all her rappers are chumps. I mean, you know, Roy Jones is a good rapper and a good fighter, no?
Yeah, you know, Roy Jones, people say to me, how do you rate Roy Jones? Do you rate him before or after he started to decline? Bottom line is, overall, he's probably one of the greater fighters in the past 35, 40 years, if not of all time, without a doubt. Anyway, that being said, you have a good week. Say hello to the family. I wish you the best. And as you can tell, I haven't had my coffee.
Coffee is good for you.
I can't remember names. This is sad. I can't remember names I've written down in front of me.
Love you, brother. Be good.
Gotta run. Soccer News Palmer, Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk. More after the break.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Most of you know I'm a bit of a health freak. You know, old man trying to take care of himself, right? So when I was feeling tired lately running, and I try to run 3 miles a day, and I was struggling, 2 miles and struggling, right? So anyway, so I went to UCSF, which is my doctor here at the University of California, San Francisco. Anyway, bottom line is they did some cardio tests, and they were cool, and turned out to be, I'm anemic. So that was a little, like, weird when your blood's, like, low. And so my vitamin B12 was really low, and it's funny is that I asked to have blood tests every 6 months. Most guys have them, like, once a year, sometimes get them every 2 years. But the bottom line is if something's going to happen with you, I think you need to know. All right. So I tried to get them every 6 months, and I got them every. I did get this, obviously, within 6 months. And look what happened. 6 months ago, I wasn't anemic. And 6 months later, I am. So what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, you got to be proactive as far as your health care is concerned. And I'll tell you like this, you know, Kaiser, when I was with Kaiser, which is another company here in San Francisco, Northern California, medical coverage, hospital system, call it what you want. Health plan. Excuse me. I almost had to lie to get treatment. I mean, you would have to lie. You call them on the phone. Yeah, I lost my arms, numb. It's not, I mean, I'm paralyzed. Calling ambulance. I mean, you almost had to tell them. You almost had to lie to them to get in to see a doctor. Okay. So I went to UCSF about 10 years ago, and UCSF, as I said, University of California, San Francisco. Anyway, I had some eye surgery last year. Both eyes are now 20/20. And, you know, so when I told them I was getting extra tired running, they ran me through all the tests, and they said, something's wrong. So they ran some extra blood tests. They ran me 3 sets of blood tests. The third set of blood tests came up with this vitamin B12 deficiency. So the bottom line is the number 7th-ranked hospital in the country. I want to brag about them. They're ranked number 7 in the country, UCSF. Things are a little more thorough than they are at Kaiser. And if something major is going on, this is probably where you want to be. There's no doubt about it. But the bottom line is, I knew something was wrong. And I can't. I was telling them 2 months ago, hey, something's wrong. And they're telling me, oh, no, everything's fine. They run me through. Okay, we'll put you on the cardio. So I did the cardio test, and I was like, no big thing there. And the EKGs, all that crazy stuff. And they're scratching their heads still. They're scratching their heads. What's going on? Because I'm sincere. When I go to them, they know that I'm not BSing them. They know, you know, for the most part, that I'm telling them, hey, man, if I'm having issues, I'm having issues. Anyway, what I'm trying to implore to people listening is that kick your doctor in the ass. I mean, you've got to take control of your own life medically. If I didn't do this, if I didn't go for the twice a year blood test, if I didn't mandate that in my own mind, right, I would have went another 6 months anemic. Who wants to do that? I mean, you're running the risk of having the other health issues. You don't need to be messing around with your blood. What I'm trying to tell you is be proactive, be assertive, be aggressive. I like the aggressive word. Everybody's scared of the word aggressive. I tell girls I'm aggressive. They go, whoa. No, man, aggressive is a good word. As far as especially when it comes to your health, you need to be aggressive. No doubt about that. Happy birthday, Roy Jones Jr. We were just talking about him. Of course, the 1980 Olympic silver medalist. Boy, did they burn him over in Korea. Of course, he kicked that Korean's ass from one point side of the ring to the other. And after 3 rounds, they gave it to the Korean. I was like, damn, the robbery of all times. And Roy was the best fighter in the Olympics. We knew that. Of course, Sugar Ray Leonard and I were in at the Olympic trials. I guess it was I guess somewhere in 1988, May, somewhere around there. Of course, the Olympic trials take place over in Concord, California. The opening rounds were in Oakland, California, the Kaiser Convention Center, where I got drubbed one time. And then we went to the Concord Pavilion, of course, where I went undefeated, won 2 championships. But the bottom line is the Olympic trials were there. And Ray Leonard wanted to invest money in Roy Jones. He wanted to sign Roy Jones up. But he told me, I'm scared to sign Roy. I said, Roy's the best fighter here. He goes, yeah, but he's got a glass jaw. I said, how do you know? He goes, because he got knocked out in the gym, not once, but twice with the big gloves on. I said, what do you mean knocked out? He goes, knocked out, Pedro, snoring. I said, really? He goes, yeah. So Ray went and had $100,000. A courier brought $100,000 in cash in a briefcase, pulled one of them Don King moves, $100,000 in cash to this hotel we were at in Concord, okay? So he brings in $100,000. And I'm looking at the money, it's $100,000 in the briefcases, and he goes, I'm gonna approach Roy and sign him this, and I think, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, Ray's going back and forth on this. Finally, Ray decided he's not going to do it, and I saw the courier later that night taking the money away. The guy from the bank or wherever it was came and got the $100,000 and took it back. So I was wondering, what the hell's going on? Anyway, Ray said he didn't want to sign Roy because he was scared of his jaw. Of course, Roy didn't get knocked out until his reflexes went. Once his reflexes went, of course, he got drilled by Antonio Tarver. Glenn Johnson knocked him out. Tarver knocked him out. That first Tarver fight, that sort of like was the beginning of the end for Roy Jones. It just was. I mean, you saw it. You could just see that he was losing his skills. But where I think it really fell apart for Roy and where I really felt bad for him, I mean, I almost wanted to cry. If you saw the fight that he had with Dennis Lebedev, that was in like, 2011? Yeah, 2011. May of 2011. It was the most brutal fight I've ever seen in my life. What I mean is the ending, not the fight itself, the ending. Roy was on the ropes. He was knocked out standing up. And referee Steve Smoger, he just died a couple of weeks ago. I didn't say rest in peace, did I? Anyway, he let the fight go. That's what Steve Smoger was famous for, letting fights go, right? So he let Roy Jones go. And then Roy took the last right hand. And I'm telling you, if ever there was a punch that could kill somebody, it was a punch that Lebedev hit Roy Jones with. I don't know how he survived. I honest to God, still to this day, I have no idea how he survived. And that's why, I'm not a big fan of Steve Smoger. When Steve Smoger died a couple weeks ago, everybody was saying, oh, he was a great referee. No. He was the promoter's referee. What I mean by that is the promoter says, look, I need this fight to last a little while. If a guy gets knocked down or hurt, don't worry about his health. I need the fight to go on, right? So they bring in Steve Smoger. That's how Smoger got the assignments. Plus, Smoger was a municipal court judge in New Jersey, and they took him off the bench because he was a racist. Oh, can I get away with saying that on the air? I just did. Now, why do I say that? Because they took him off. He was a judge. Like, court is now in session. That kind of stuff, right? Misdemeanors, like, oh, yeah. Anyway, he was charging Latinos and blacks, Latinos especially, like double the bail of white guys. Same crime, same innocence, same thing. Might even be on the same case, okay? And yet they paid more. So anyway, that was a pattern they established over a decade. And the New Jersey Attorney General stepped in and said, we're taking away your ability to be a judge. But the world of boxing said, it's okay. We'll let them judge boxing matches. Wait a second. If something's wrong and you take them off the bench as a real judge, but he's cool to referee boxing and judge boxing matches, I don't know. That sounds a little hokey to me. Anyway, bottom line is Roy Jones Jr., happy birthday, no doubt about that. 1988 Olympic silver medalist. Without a doubt, one of the greater fighters of the past 25 years. Knocked out 5 times, though. Some guys either win or lose by getting knocked out. 66-9 overall, 47 KOs. He hasn't fought since 2018. He actually won 3 or 4 fights in a row, but he was fighting nobody. His bottom line is Roy needs to... Roy needs to get back into the announcing game. I think Roy was one of the better announcers, without a doubt. I mean, when him and Larry Merchant and Jim Lampley and those guys were together, I mean, they were outstanding. I don't know if Roy's lost a step or anything since then, but they were outstanding. I mean, Roy could see things that other guys couldn't, because Roy looked at it from a fighter's perspective. Not a lot of people can, but the bottom line is he did, and he articulated that well. Of course, there were times when he did stupid things and said stupid things. But, I guess everybody says a few stupid things on the air. One time I said S-H-I-T on the air of a live broadcast. And when Tommy Morrison knocked down Razor Ruddock, I think in the 5th round in the end of that fight, I said, oh, S-H-I-T. I didn't say golly gee whiz. It wasn't like I said S-H-I-T. And what happened? I got corrected for that a little bit later. But it was the heat of the moment. Bottom line is, hey, get this. if you're supposed to be a heavyweight prospect, I mean a heavyweight prospect, right? You know, heavyweight prospects like, I'm the next guy on the block, like Daniel in the other room. You know, Daniel was undefeated. He retired 10-0, seven knockouts, of course. Three guys went the route with him. Bottom line is, though, Moses Johnson, unbeaten, 9-0, two draws, seven KOs. We only had one draw before. But the bottom line is, he fought Jamal Woods. Jamal is 29-55. That's right. He got 29 wins, 55 losses, and 10 draws. 10 draws with 21 KOs. He drew with Moses Johnson last night. One judge had Johnson winning 58-56. One judge had Woods winning 58-56. The other judge copped out, had it even at 57-57. Listen, if a guy with a 29-55 record can pull off a draw on one card and winning on another card, he won the fight. Okay, he won the fight. So what I'm going to tell you is, Moses Johnson, you couldn't lick a stamp if they wet your tongue. I mean, you just couldn't. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Anyway, bottom line is, Woods, a guy that always brings it, without a doubt, but he's 29-55. I could probably beat him. I'm just kidding. I was just saying, you know, 29-55, this is the guy you're bringing in to beat, right? And the guy gets a draw with you, like hits you with a lot of hard shots. Six-round bout. Bottom line is, another prospect that ain't going nowhere. Speaking of prospects, of course, Liam Smith and Chris Eubank. These guys are, as Socrates said a little bit earlier, on the boxing crossroads. In other words, the winner steps on to bigger and better things. The loser doesn't. We'll see what happens there, but I think Eubank is a slight favorite. And plus, you know, Eubank won. Where I was just looking at the picture, Eubank won wore the gay banner on his arm, this and that, when he went to the weigh-in, this and that. So I don't know if he's trying to say he's gay or trying to – listen, I don't care. I mean, listen, I live in San Francisco, okay? I don't care if my producer's gay. Because I see two gay guys going down the street. You know what I say to myself, Daniel? Two more chicks for me. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. I mean, some guys are homophobic. They get all freaked out, this and that, man. I went into a club when I was a kid. There was all these dudes in this club, and there were four or five girls. But guess what? I left with two of the girls. Why? Because most of the guys were gay. This is the way you want to do it. I love those numbers. I do. As I said, I see two guys going down the street holding each other's hands. I say to myself, two chicks for me. The heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury, of course, going to take on Oleg Usyk, or Izzy. Of course, they're talking about this fight going back and forth. Tyson Fury, of course, says he wants to fight Anthony Joshua. Everyone wants to fight Anthony Joshua because I think they can beat him and because he brings the most money. Evidently, I engaged with some UK boxing fans in the past couple of weeks via the internet and Facebook. And I said to them, how can you support this guy? We don't support him. The girls support him. The girls like him. Plus, he must have dirty pictures of somebody important, because he keeps getting these big fights and big money. Anyway, bottom line is, I don't think Josh is much. Of course, he's a 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Not a guy that I was always down on. I mean, when he turned pro, I said to myself, God, he's 6'7". He looks good. He's got a nice appeal. He's got a nice appeal to him. He talks well. He's articulate. I said, this guy could probably go some places. He's 6'7", but he can't fight. He can box, but he can't fight. See, there's a difference. People say to me, oh, what do you mean there's a difference? Well, fighting is the ability to give and take, to strategize, to try to impose your will, to know what to do, to how to counter somebody, this and that, okay? You got to have strategy. A lot of guys go into boxing matches, they don't have any strategy. They just go in there. Of course, George Foreman, when his first tier of boxing, he was just destroying people. They ring the bell, what am I supposed to do? Knock that guy out, George. Okay. And George would go out there and knock that guy out, of course, until he ran into Muhammad Ali. Of course, the Rumble in the Jungle. Of course, that was the fight that sort of made George Foreman, how can I put this? It made him a man. I think it did. That and the Ron Lyle fight, it just did, because he was really a punk. He was a bad guy to be around. He was a hood. He was a bully. He was a thug. I used to watch him beat up on guys like Daniel, and Daniel's only like, Daniel's a small heavyweight, okay? But he used to beat up on Daniel and guys like that. He used to beat up on guys my size. And then my father told me, he's a bully. I said, well, Dad, he won the gold medal. But he's a bully. My father was right. I didn't know. Anyway, bottom line is, George, of course, got his comeuppance in the Ron Lyle fight. And, of course, the Jimmy Young fight, I think, too. So, but the Ron Lyle fight was a fight. Is that the fight where he said he saw God? Of course, he really did see God. Because I'm telling you, when George Foreman came back after that first tier of boxing, when he came back the second time, he was truly a different man. A true metamorphosis had taken place. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The guitar of Jerry Cortez to celebrate his 17 years of Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of MMA, of course, the heavyweight champion of the world, Francis Ngannou, has resigned from the UFC. He's walked away. He's not going to sign a contract. The bottom line is he says he can make more money or as much money fighting those other organizations or take a boxing match. Listen, the guy was a boxer. He was 8-1 as a pro with like 5 or 6 knockouts. He got knocked out, I think, one time. But the bottom line is he has some boxing skills. He started off as a professional boxer. He wasn't an MMA guy. So he went to MMA, of course, won the heavyweight championship, and then decided to walk away from Dana White because Dana White's a pimp. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. I told you, Jorge Masvidal sold out MSG. An $8 million gate sold out in 2 hours, right? He got $500,000. Guess what? They gave him a $50,000 bonus. Wait, we're not talking about the pay-per-view numbers. What about that? Well, Jorge Masvidal didn't get any of that. None of it. And Dana made $70 million on pay-per-view in that fight. $70 million in pay-per-view, and Masvidal didn't get anything. When you pay your talent 10 to 12% of your total nut, guess what? You're going to be making money, no doubt about that. And I said earlier, and said many, many times on this show, having known real live pimps as a police officer, no pimp in the world can get away with paying a whore or a hooker what Dana pays his fighters. It just wouldn't happen. No way, no how. Anyway, there's a fight tonight, of course, January 21st. Glover Teixeira is going to be on UFC 283. It'll be on, UFC pay-per-view. Well, bottom line is, you want to buy pay-per-view? I don't know. Don't buy Dana's events. You know, go over to Daniel's house. Danny buys all those pay-per-views, I think, or his neighbor does, and he watches on, you know, binoculars or some kind of stuff like that. But nobody's giving Dana any money anymore. So especially Dana up the price 10 bucks. Good old Dana up the price 10 bucks from 2022 to 2023. That's just because more people want to rip you off, man. Anyway, Glover Teixeira against Jamal Fahil in the main event on UFC tonight, of course, UFC 283. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Guess what? This hasn't been my most together show. I mean, there was like traffic today, all kinds of crazy stuff going on. I didn't get to drink my coffee. I had a stomach ache. I was in the bathtub till 10:15. The show started at 11. So the bottom line is, I thank you for tolerating me today. I really do. Of course, 37 don't make that 30 plus years. Now, Daniel, am I okay? Yeah, Daniel says we're cool. Anyway, until next time, peace, love, and a lot of respect. Don't forget the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. each time, right here on Sports Byline or any of the stations you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right now. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. My name is Pedro Fernandez.